Economic Club of Grand Rapids offered the opportunity for my next guest and his team to present results, says it's a good thing MSU's growth along Medical Mile is netting Kent County a lot of dollars in annual economic impact. So let's get the cliff notes from you on behalf of your MSU role, Executive Vice President for Health Sciences, Dr. Norman Beauchamp, Jr. Dr. Beauchamp, good morning.
Good morning, and thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to share this news. Yes, as you said, we had an opportunity to present to the Econ Club, and what you know we wanted to share is we were brought to Grand Rapids in 2005, and one of the goals was that we would help with economic development, job creation in the community. And I was just really proud to report that in partnership, you know, we've brought in total economic output over 10 years, $3.4 billion to the community. And we've created 2,017 jobs.
That's a lot of, basically dinner on the table for those workers, and yet care for the future, as certainly we are talking the medical profession and certainly the new students and more. Can you take apart, take me back to 2005 and the buildings that have arisen since your, since the leadership certainly of MSU and what we see?
Yes. Of course, one of the efforts was to create a headquarters for the College of Human Medicine here in Grand Rapids, and the community and Spectrum Health came together to build a $90 million medical school building right there on the Medical Mile, which is one of the nicest in the country, frankly. And then it was really important that as you're training students, how do you create a milieu where they can learn about discovery, and how can we identify the diseases that are affecting people and do research to help find solutions? And so we came together again, working with the community to fund the MSU Grand Rapids Research Center with $30 million in philanthropic gifts, and MSU funding the rest to create a 163,000 square foot building. So both a research and an education building. And then most recently, we were able to work with the city and with the state, and we put forward a request for proposals, and Health Innovation Partners came in, and with support from them and the Doug Meyer gift and the family, we have now put up and will open in the fall a 200,000 square foot building that is all about innovation in health and how we bring solutions to people where they live, how they want it provided. So accessible quality care. And in total, it brings together all aspects of research, education, clinical care, and then bringing solutions to people. And then if I may, really exciting was then we could recruit a company called Perrigo to downtown Grand Rapids. It's a $5 billion a year company, and we're doing a groundbreaking today for a building that will open in 2022 that will help bring together the strengths of MSU and the Innovation Park with Perrigo, again, to help bring health, hope, and healing to people everywhere.
And in a perfect world, I'd be there with my roving microphone witnessing that groundbreaking, as I know I was there with the Doug Meyer Medical Innovation Building, which certainly is growing. Of course, your MSU Grand Rapids Research Center, and then back to the beautiful Michigan State University College of Human Medicine Sekia Center. Dr. Beauchamp, how can we, the community, continue to help?
Thank you. I think it's first to really recognize that everybody cares about health, and the idea that we'll work together to help West Michigan become a center for innovation in health as a part of what we do is our next strategy for the community, I think is really, really important. I think for the community to come together and identify what are the big problems that we want to solve in health and rally around really developing how we'll do that on a course of, you know, 5 years. And it's really cooperating, coordinating, and collaborating to identify and solve the problems in health in our community.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for reviewing the findings presented certainly this past Monday at the Economic Club. Via Zoom in these days for sure, and enjoy your time today. Thanks for squeezing us into your schedule. How do we find out more information about your doings, Dr. Norm Beauchamp, Jr.?
Well, we would love to come back anytime. But if you just, there's a website, just the MSU College of Human Medicine. Our West Michigan MSU College of Human Medicine will have information that people are seeking.
Wonderful. And nice that you partnered with those on behalf of Grand Valley with the Economic Impact Study. Again, your medical mile presence, construction, your annual economic impact, your catalytic effect, and of course the conclusion, thanks to you. I bet you have a lot of green in your closet, don't you?
I'm a two-time Spartan, undergrad and medical school. And yes, both my children went to MSU. I met my wife there. So yes, I'm a believer. And you know, you brought up a really important point, which was Grand Valley was wonderful in doing just a very detailed economic analysis. We're really appreciative. And the final point, just to stress, is any and all successes we have really built on what this amazing community has put together, and that this is all about partnership. The health systems, the Grand Action, the Right Place, the city, you know, the other amazing universities that we have in the community, as well as new partners like Banff and Health Innovation Partners in Perrigo. So, you know, just the point that everything's possible if you don't care who gets the credit. And so that's one of the things about this community, that it's all about partnering to do good.
It really is. Thanks, Dr. Beauchamp, for that reminder. Take care. MSU is growing along Medical Mile to net a lot of money to Kent County. Well, $339 million. How about that? The annual economic impact. Take care to you, Dr. Norman Beauchamp, on behalf of MSU. You are Executive Vice President for Health Sciences. Bye, Norm.